This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
The state government more recently announced that it was going to build a massive 250-bed detention facility for young people in this state out in Werribee. And after a huge bit of local hoo-ha, they've decided to relocate the site.
That's what we need, our very own Don Dale.
There we go.
Thank you.
There we go.
The problem is not the site. They might have got the site wrong anyhow, but it's irrelevant. The problem is you don't put 250 mentally ill, behaviourally disordered, seriously offending, some of them, kids of various ages and various vulnerabilities together in the one spot. You do that, you make a recipe for disaster.
But why, Terry? I mean, if you build a brand new facility and it's beautifully tailored and designed and it's got lots
because
of outdoor facilities...
It's taking what's a failed adult corrections model, and we'll have that argument another day, but the corrections model we use for adults is not real good in its own right.
Particularly those with the mental illness.
Again. And then you put that on top of kids who have neither the emotional maturity, the cognitive ability. Look, you've got to look at the kids who are there. Lots of them are the survivors of trauma in their own families. Lots of them have got acquired brain injuries, sometimes from substance abuse. There's a large percentage of them with intellectual disabilities and, if not that, learning disabilities. And you're going to take an adult punitive correction system and say, we'll punish them and it'll be all right.
Yeah, let's create a college for the failed. Let's put them all together and let's see how that goes.
When I was on the parole board, Robert, I remember one day I was
So what should we have, like 5 units of 50 young people?
I think the main thing...
One in each region.
The main thing we need is a really good forensic assessment and treatment service for kids. We set one up. Were you the health minister when forensic care was set up?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. We set one up for adults and we knew that it worked and it has worked. If you take people with mental illnesses or these kids with their particular difficulties, if you work out what the difficulties are and then establish a treatment regime for them, you do the best you can do about recidivism. There's absolutely no doubt about the...
It's much more intensive, but there's no other way.
No.
Any other model is doomed to fail.
Yeah.
And in fact, by the way, it's expensive up front, but it costs you less in the long run because these are people who in the future, if you treat them in this way, in the future you can bet they are going to be touching the mental health system, the health system, the justice system, the whole lot. So, you know, these are going to be, you know, you're making million-dollar babies because that's what it's going to cost you a year because you're creating someone who's going to be forever a client of the state's service system.
So the way you think about it, Robert, is as an investment into young people.
Absolutely.
Who can become contributing active members.
You need to be careful because there are some limitations with some of these. Because I don't be too misty-eyed about this. Some of these kids have done bad things, very bad things, and there does need to be an element in it that is correctional.
But you don't let that drive your whole system. Because the whole system is not dealing with kids like
that. So are you saying that the government's response to this problem group of young people is to build a building? Shove them in there and get them out of sight, out of mind.
I mean, you know, 20 years ago when Terry was a fresh-faced ABC presenter and you were no more than a humble public servant in the Department of Health serving me so faithfully.
I was.
Indeed.
Too.
I know.
I served as part of your committee.
Had you finished teaching by then?
No, I'm still teaching. But that's when we all agreed, and it was bipartisan, that for young people this dual-track idea that relegated the correctional to the lesser of the interventions. while acknowledging it was necessary, you know, the main thing was intervention around the needs of the individual kids, given that they, you know, these are not angels. That's not, you know, these are difficult kids.
Difficult. Some of them aren't evil either.
No, they're not.
There are some bad kids. Look, if they want to build a detention facility for 25 to 50 kids because there are some very dangerous kids and there are some kids who have so grossly offended in the community that the community rightly expects there be a punitive element to 25 to 50 kids, I have no problem with that. But proposing that we build, and they're calling it a jail already,
for bad, 200,
we'll fill it with what? Criminals.
Do you think this is tapping into a perceived law and order problem?
I think there's a deliberate law and order agenda being run by some sections of our community at the moment. I'd love to have a debate with Neil Mitchell about it. Does he ever come in here?
Yes, he does.
Well, he does.
On this very program.
Get me in with
Maybe
him.
We'll get the three
I think
together.
The way he's cast this debate is toxic. And I think it's ill-informed, and I think Neil really should go and talk to a few people who know something about the dual system at least, or I'd have a six- or eight-track system for what it's worth, who actually know something about this, rather than just shooting his mouth off because there's been a bashing in a home in some outer suburb.
Well, hang on. He's really quite wrong about this. Sooner or later,
this,
I knew the cloven.
So you're calling yourself a lefty now?
No, I'm calling Terry a lefty. Sooner or later, I knew the cloven hoof would pop out, and there it is. Look,
he's wrong and ill-informed. No, I've got no doubt about it.
I don't think it's about an individual person.
Herald Sun, whoever's putting those front pages together.
But hang on. I think that there is a concern out there. I've seen in recent times that increase in home invasions of vehicles used as weapons.
And the solution to that is build a jail?
No, it's not. But it's not to say there isn't a law and order issue out there.
No, there's a law and order issue which is best addressed by detection and apprehension. That's how you fix a law and order issue.
And I've got no problem with that. But to say that there isn't a law and order issue out there, I think is wrong. I didn't say that. Well, I thought you were saying
that. I wasn't saying that at all.
Okay.
But I don't think, because we do have some problems with increased aggravated burglary, and we do, that we build a whole youth justice system around it. And that's the way the discussion is being driven.
I agree with that. I agree with that. I mean,
this is a very vexed issue, and clearly the government is trying to find a solution. We don't agree with the solution.
No,
obviously, there are some problems with the solution.
Remember, you can take a photograph of a building and you can show it to people. You can't take
They won't have a photograph ready by the next election.
But they'll be doing... Look, if there's one thing that my side has taught the other side of politics in the state, you know, whether it's Jeff Kennett teaching Steve Brax, no hubris, be humble. One thing that my side, Ted Bailey, taught Daniel Andrews is do stuff. Do stuff.
Yes.
And that's what this is about. It's about doing stuff.
Build six facilities.
Yeah, I agree.
One of them an assessment and treatment centre like forensic care. One of them a jail, effectively, for dangerous kids.
One of them a Thomas Embling, you know.
One of them an outward bound centre where we take kids and teach them survival skills and Bear Grylls. One of them a TAFE.
Yeah.
Okay. You might have to have a secure fence around your TAFE.
Absolutely.
One of the great successes of the current youth justice system has been the school they put in at Parkville, you know, where they actually got good teachers, people who were able to work with these kids.
Properly trained, I presume.
I said it was down the parliamentary committee the other day talking about this. Mm. When I was getting ready to come to the parliamentary committee a long time back, you know what I mean? Mm. There was an ad in one of the local papers for youth justice staff, okay? And underneath the heading, it said, no experience necessary.
Oh, dear.
You know what I mean? Now, fine, if it said, no experience necessary,
but
we will train you for the next 2 years.
Oh, dear.
But, I mean,
so in other words,
this is a low-paid job.
Here we are dealing with a very difficult group of people, and you don't need any experience or dedicated training.
Not if you're just turning a key. You know, if that's the sole skill you need, you don't need much training for that.
Listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.